When I have the right attitude for a trial or trouble in my life, it's amazing how I face that a little more upbeat. And the opposite is true. When I don't have a good attitude, that's where right around the corner, bitterness comes. This is what James is getting across in his letter. Bitter or better? How do we become bitter? Well, James goes on to say that really what he's getting at is that when we don't have the right attitude for the trials and troubles that come into our life, that's where bitterness creeps in. Trouble's coming. Trials right around the corner. James says it. It's not if trouble comes. It's not conditional in verse 2 or verse 12. It's when it comes. Verse 2 says, when trials come. Verse 12 says, when you stand through the test. Challenges, troubles, are inevitable. Confession time, I've fallen into the trap as a Christian thinking that when difficulty comes my way or challenges come my way, I've fallen into the trap thinking there can be no good of this. There's no way that I could develop. I've fallen into the trap thinking that God's sole job is to bring happiness to my life. And when happiness doesn't come, I think God's not doing his job. That's false theology. That's not what James is talking about. Trouble comes. I learned my lesson personally this year on Christmas Eve. Some of you know this. After Christmas Eve service ended, I went home, and our dog Suni, 6 months old, ate a bunch of chocolate. Ate chocolate chip cookies and a whole bunch of chocolate, and we had quite a fiasco in that moment. It required a vet visit. And let's just say that night, I didn't follow through on the preacher's request, don't be Grinch-like. I did a vet visit that night and got home at 2 a.m. in the morning. It was rough. And let me just say, during that moment, I didn't consider that perhaps God was teaching me a lesson. Perhaps pointing me to what's important. It didn't happen till later. I didn't pause and think that perhaps God was developing patience inside of me. And what I've realized looking back in my life is that it's actually when the troubles and the trials and the hardships come that I actually grow the most. That's when my prayer life becomes real. That's when God's word speaks to me. And that's when, even more clearly, and that's when I become a little more compassionate to those people that are also going through trouble and hardship and difficulty. That's how we can become better. To see that perhaps God has a purpose behind the trial and trouble, the tests that we're going through in life, to develop us. Joni Tad Erickson jumped off a cliff on the Chesapeake Bay on the East Coast in 1967 into the waters. She misjudged her jump and she went down, and when she came out of the water, she was a quadriplegic for the rest of her life. She spent her entire life in a wheelchair, true story, but in spite of her hardship and her pain, Joni Tad Erickson learned how to paint with her feet, and she wrote over 40 books. And in one of those books, I'm going to paraphrase what she says, but it struck me when I came across this, she says this: she looks forward to the day in which she'll go to heaven, and she hopes the day in which she gets her new body in heaven that she can also be there with her wheelchair to show God. Now, when we hear that, we might think, why would you want to go with your wheelchair? That's what kept you down. She writes in her book that she wants to thank God for the wheelchair and how God worked through her life in the midst of being restricted to that wheelchair. And in her writing, she goes on to say, "The harder it was in the wheelchair, the more I leaned on Jesus. And the more I leaned on Jesus, the more that I saw how strong Jesus is." Then she concludes in her book, "I'd like to then hand the wheelchair over to God and say, can you please send that wheelchair to hell for eternity? I don't want to ever have that again in my life." Now here's the point. How can someone like that, quadriplegic since 1967, have such a positive attitude in life through pain, through severe pain that none of us have experienced, being a quadriplegic? She learned the message of James, that God can even draw us closer in the challenges and trials of life. We can have a positive attitude no matter what comes our way. Now, there's something behind the positive attitude that I want to point out here in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 12 says this, "Blessed is the one who perseveres," other translations say endures. I'll get there in just a moment. "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because having withstood the test, that person will receive the crown of life," chapter 1, verse 12 says. Now, the word for persevere is very important. It's translated endure in some translations, but it's a compound word in the Greek. Hypomeno is the word. Hypo is the word in English. We say hyper. That means extra, that sort of thing. Meno means remain. So to endure or persevere literally means, in its original meaning, hyper standing, not being knocked over.